whether it's your first day of the school year or your first day back from the weekend, thank you so much for spending part of it with CNN Student News. My name is Carl Azuz. We start today with the latest developments in Egypt. The country's been in the news recently because of fighting between government forces and people who support Mohamed Morsi. He's the former president who was forced out of power this summer. Large groups of Morsi's supporters had been hiding inside this mosque in Cairo, Egypt's capital. On Saturday, security forces raided the mosque and arrested hundreds of people. Morsi's supporters say the Egyptian government and the military are responsible for starting the violence that's led to hundreds of deaths. Egyptian officials say terrorists are to blame for the chaos in their country. In the northwestern part of the U.S., hundreds of firefighters are battling a huge wildfire in Idaho. Over the weekend, an iReporter captured these photos of the flames. On Saturday, the fire had spread across nearly 93,000 acres. To think of that, it's roughly the same area as 93,000 football fields. Authorities say strong winds and dry conditions are only feeding the flames. More than 2,200 homes are under evacuation orders. Brianna Keeler has more on this.
Oh, I came up here earlier and the tears started to come and the heart started to race.
A desperate fight to save lives and property. The so-called Beaver Creek Fire is now threatening to destroy neighborhoods, vacation homes, and ski areas in Ketchum and Sun Valley, Idaho. Residents are being told to get their essential belongings and pets and get out now.
My mom prompted me to come down, and I didn't think it was a big deal. And then coming south, I realized I'm glad not to be up north.
While some people are speeding out of town, others are watching the fire from a nearby hillside. Robert Cole has lived in the area for the past 15 years.
I've seen a lot of disasters in my lifetime, you know, like tornadoes down in Oklahoma where I come from, but never any fires that threaten my home like this.
It's unbelievable, man.
Jack Dees, a local insurance agent, is getting phone calls from his clients. They want to know where the fire is headed and what's being done to stop it.
Everybody kind of from out of town wants to know what's going on. They've got more people helping them, which I think makes them feel a little bit better at a time like this, which is pretty nerve-wracking.
The wildfire was sparked by lightning on August 7th, and today hundreds of local and national firefighters are using everything at their disposal to contain the blaze, which is turning out to be unpredictable and dangerous.
About 3 months ago, the city of Moore, Oklahoma was hit by an EF5 tornado. 24 people were killed, 2 elementary schools completely destroyed, and 24 other schools were damaged. Last Friday was the first day of the new school year in Moore. Nick Valencia caught up with a student and teacher to talk about what it was like to start back there.
There are a lot of emotions when it's time to go back to school, especially when part of that school isn't there anymore.
See, look at that. That's destroyed. I don't know how we survived this.
I first met Dylan Ellis nearly 3 months ago, in the days immediately following the EF5 tornado that wrecked Moore, Oklahoma, and left 24 people dead. The word hero got thrown around a lot during those days, but Ellis really was nothing short of one.
I see her start to go up. I jump on her, lay on her, and then grab onto the bottom of these lockers that were inside the ground.
Like most of the students who survived the tornado, Ellis had a lot of time over the summer to think about what happened. Excited, nervous, anxious. Those are just some of the feelings he said he's had about starting eighth grade. And after everything that happened, he says he's just ready for things to be back to normal again.
It's going to be a process to get back, but it's going to eventually get the way it was before.
First grade teacher Waynell Mays wishes it was that easy. Her school, Briarwood Elementary, took a direct hit from the tornado. She laid on her students and even played music to them as debris rained down on them.
You hear the children that they don't want to go to school. You know, the ones that I had last year, I saw them this summer, and they would tell me, I don't want to go to school, Miss Mays. That breaks my heart because, you know, they kind of lost their innocence.
And as she welcomes new students to their temporary buildings this year, she says the most difficult part for her will be making them feel that they're safe.
A thunderstorm might scare me, but there's so much love in the world, and that's what we're going to teach the children, too. That's the strength that we have to draw on.